great future. We're talking real money.
Oh, frabjous day, Kalu Kalay. It's spring break time in Florida, and all of America has decided to come down here and reinfect us with COVID. Thanks for stopping in.
They're knocking on your door right now?
Just out there. The roads are just
howling in the streets?
Spring break in Florida starts March 1st and goes through April 30th. It's just, colleges are all getting out at different times or something, but.
That's true.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. We're just packed with people. It looks like pre-COVID, which just makes me all the more excited to get my second shot.
And you stay in your room anyway. I never leave.
I'm not going out there among those crazy people.
Yeah. You're hiding out there anyway. What do you care? Stay put.
Coughing on each other. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Talking Real Money. We talk about real money rather than real spring breaks because who wants to talk about those anyway? We want to talk about the wealth you need, the money you have, and how you can turn that into the wealth you might need someday, simply, sanely, reasonably, logically, not complicatedly, and it's really free at 855-935-TALK to ask your questions, 855-935-8255, which is a number you can call live on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Eastern, because I know a lot of you are now listening online, noon to 2 Pacific time, for those of you listening online, and through the auspices of lovely Como Radio in Seattle. 1000 AM, 97.7 FM. And then, of course, all of you listening is a podcast later. So, wow, just all kinds of ways to listen. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And give us a call because we would like to congratulate you. We would like to congratulate 96% of you. You are all, congratulations. I got to tell you, you're all above average. You are so far above average. You are great. You are doing it right. I don't know why we even do this anymore. We should just give up and let you manage your money because you're so smart right now.
The erudite 96% that were smart enough to see the future, pick the right stocks.
I'm so proud of them.
And boy, it's just tremendous. Because here are the numbers. I find this fascinating. Because for those of you who call me, and you do on a regular basis, I love to hear from you. It's fun. I enjoy our discussions and say, here's how I'm invested. What do you think? And I tell you, well, you're not very diversified. You're kind of spending a lot of money on the investments. And your retort is, but I made money. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. As of March 23rd, which is a couple of days ago, 96% of the stocks in the Wilshire 5000 had a positive return over the past year. 96, that means you had to be a really bad stock picker.
Are you telling me that 96% of people aren't above average?
Apparently not. I mean, because and by the way, the last time we had anything like this was going back to 2004, which is, even though I can remember that year, kind of a long time ago. So, I mean, again, just because you made money doesn't mean you're invested properly. You basically could have invested, I think that's what this article is telling you, is in anything for the last year and made money. And I love this quote from Jason Zweig. Absolutely love it. Because his point is all these people trading, all these people with websites, all this information, and people really aren't paying attention. In his words, why waste time and energy educating yourself?
Right.
While sheer ignorance pays off. So easily. Sheer ignorance pays off so easily. Why waste the time?
I'm a big fan of sheer ignorance.
Exactly.
But the nice thing about sheer ignorance is that it always works. It always works so well when the market's going up.
Yeah. And then guess what? When it goes the other direction and you're part of the 96%.
Trust me. Oops. I don't care how above average you are. Intelligence-wise or skill-wise or knowledge-wise, I don't care how smart you are, you will not, absolutely will not know with certainty when the market turns.
Because that's the other one people tell me all the time. It's got to go down. It's got to be soon. Look at what's happened. We have to be near the top.
I guarantee it'll go down. I guarantee it. just like all of those experts out there have been telling us for the past 12 years, 13 years, that interest rates are going to go up. Well, yeah, they're right. Eventually they went up, but 13 years ago, they were telling you that bonds couldn't become any more valuable, that interest rates couldn't fall any farther. And what did they do? They fell further.
And here's the thing you really do need to know about investing in stocks. You got to be diversified. Recent returns mean nothing. They really do. They're meaningless because, again, you got to look at the long haul. How has a portfolio that you're invested in made sense? And here's the third part. Costs do matter. People bring the funds to me. They're at 1%. Over time, that's going to suck up your performance.
They don't matter if you're buying the hottest stocks through Robinhood. You're not paying for those.
That's
right. Isn't that true? You're not paying anything. There's no cost. 855-935-TALK. Call.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com. V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi there. Welcome back to our little get-together, where we get together on a weekly basis and try to get you the right information about making, saving, investing, occasionally even spending money. Give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Just like Barbara did. Barbara, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you take my call.
Our pleasure.
Pardon?
Oh, we just said thank you for calling. We're good.
Oh, okay. I have some money in a Roth IRA. I'm retired, and I will hopefully be getting a settlement pretty soon with a considerable amount of money that I don't know what to do with. I need some of it, of course, to live on, but I can only put $6,000 a year into the Roth IRA. What do I do with the rest of it?
Wait a minute. You're already retired?
Yes.
So you can't put anything in the Roth IRA?
Unless you have some sort of income, you cannot move money into that Roth.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have more than $6,000 in earned income a year?
Yes.
Earned income from like employment?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then you can.
And by the way, it's seven.
That I make
$7,000 for over 50. Yes.
Okay.
So you can do that. How much money are you expecting, Barbara?
Right now, I don't know, but it's a lot more than I was thinking. Say $100,000.
Okay. And right now, are you able to live comfortably? Are you collecting Social Security now or not?
Yes. I'm 72.
Do you have a pension?
No. No, I was self-employed.
Do you have other sources of income or other savings pools other than your Roth IRAs?
No, I wouldn't say a lot. I have a CD for $7,000, so it's not much. I was really skimming to be able to pay my bills and stuff. And I have no debt, by the way.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I think, Barbara, it's pretty obvious that what you need to do is get that $100,000. I wouldn't even want to, unless you've got some bill that's overdue, I wouldn't spend it on anything currently. I would take that whole $100,000, less the $7,000 you can add to a Roth IRA because you have some income, the whole thing, and get it properly invested. Now, we're way ahead of ourselves with the question, where do I put it? What we first have to do is sit down, one, figure out how much income it can add to your life going forward, and how much risk you need to take to do it and you're willing to take to do it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the key part, right? You need to decide of that 100, well, actually of the 93, if you're going to take the 7, put it in the Roth. Of the 93, how much of that do you need to come and pay yourself each year?
Right. For example, $93,000, if you could get it to earn you with a diversified portfolio, 4% a year, 4% a year, you're going to be looking at about $500, a little over $500 additional income in your pocket every month. Is that going to be adequate through 37?
$6,000 a year?
No, it's nine. I'm sorry, yeah. It's $3,000 a year. I'm sorry, $250 a month, $300 a month, $3,600, $300 a month. Is that going to help you out or not?
I don't think so. I really need about $1,000 above my Social Security. And
Wait. Okay. So, okay. How much is in your Roth IRAs?
$40,000. And I don't have it invested in anything right now. With all the stuff that was going on during COVID, the pandemic, I just was freaking out and just took everything out.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. You can't invest and be emotional about money.
Yeah.
You can't do it. And you were emotional about it, right?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have the other money coming in at that time either.
Well, but here's the problem, Barbara, though. With $140,000, you can't generate $1,000 a month. You just can't do it. It's not possible.
Not for a long period of time. I mean, you could take it. That's 10 or 11 years of just taking
probably
the money
out. With earnings, it's about 12 or 13 years total, and then you're going to run out of money.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I'll live that long anyway.
Okay, well, there you go. Then it's no problem. You could take $1,000 a month, but you know what happens though if you reach age 84 and you've got nothing but Social Security.
And by the way, this goes back to where you started. I mean, again, I'm coming into this money. It's a big settlement. What do I do? I don't know, for two reasons now, whether or not your emotional makeup will allow you to invest that in a way that will take the ups and downs of the market. Part two is if you're really going to spend this money in 10 years, I don't know that a very safe bond fund or something that's pretty low on the pretty conservative because that'll give you a little bit of income, a little growth, but you really don't. I don't think you really want to be messing around with this money because if you're going to need it for the $1,000 a month, I don't know that I'd run off and put it in stocks.
Yeah, and I just can tell you right now, just doing some rough numbers, if you put that money, that and your Roth, into a reasonable like Vanguard's bond index fund, something like that, you are literally, if you take $1,000 a month out, you will run out of money right about age 84.
All right. I
know there's no magic trick. I'm sorry.
No, there isn't.
I would love to recommend a balanced fund of some kind, but again, even if you bought the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund, if you go
not
look at the performance last March,
her situation.
It probably went down 20%, and it could go through a period of 3-4 years where it was underwater, where you're taking the money out.
I think it would be totally and utterly irresponsible to suggest something with equities at this juncture.
Yeah.
Given
how about the Vanguard Total Bond Fund would probably be the best thing we could give you. I don't know the ticker off the top of my head.
Something similar to it, but
it's up on the website.
But even there, you're going to see some fluctuation in value. But at least
it probably lost 3% this year.
But at least that 3% over 12 years is going to add another year to the longevity of that money. That's about it. Barbara, thank you so much for calling. Really do appreciate it. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255.
This is always the trade-off that people aren't – rational people are willing to accept it, but all of us –
Who's rational? We're not rational.
I know. That's the thing. Like, if you just sit back and say, well, okay, set your emotions aside for a moment and look at – the situation, I want to make a lot of money. I don't want to take any risk. There is no panacea. There isn't one box to check to do that. And so when you're going to need the money in the next 5 to 10 years, putting it in stocks, boy, that's even in that period, it's risky.
The problem is, Tom, I guarantee you that Barbara and others like her could go to some insurance agent and they would tell her that it was possible for them to get a high return on their investment with no risk. There are so many people out there who will take advantage of a situation like that, and she'll end up making somebody rich, not her.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-8255 is our phone number. 855-935-8255. The reality is that even bond funds, lose money and will lose money at times. If you want absolutely no risk to your principal, absolutely none, the best you can hope for is right around 1% on your money.
Yeah, it's not much. Vanguard's total bond market index, by the way, VBMFX. V as in Victor, B as in Bravo, M as in Mike, F as in Foxtrot, X as in X-ray, is down 3.45% this year. And the five-year performance, you made 3% a year. I think you just mentioned 3% a year. So it's not making you much.
Yeah.
But you're not getting much volatility. And for somebody who really can't take risk and is going to need the money, I think this is the spot to go, Don.
The other good fund to look at might be, too, the Fidelity U.S. Bond Index Fund, which has a similar portfolio, similar returns, a little lower expense ratio, just a little bit lower. But when you're down in the 0.01%,
not going to matter a whole lot.
Not going to matter much.
Both inexpensive, widely diversified funds.
855-935-TALK. Call us. We love trying to help. Sometimes we just can't, though. You know, we can't make magic.
You didn't bring your magic wand.
There
today,
are liars out there who will claim they can do so. As a matter of fact, I estimate at times that it's probably somewhere around 90% of the industry was willing to lie to you to get the commission off of your money. I hate
that. Next person who brings me the bond replacement strategy, I'm throwing him out of the office in 30 seconds.
Kidding. Hey, Drew, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Sorry.
Oh, hi, Drew. Hey, Drew.
Hi. Enjoy your show. Hopefully I'm not right in the asking the questions. Get me a throwing out of the show.
He's got a bond replacement strategy.
I love that. Bring it on, brother. Bring it on.
I want to know what your strategy might be here. Little backstory. More broadly, just trying to get your thoughts on investment allocation, investment management. Backstory, my wife and I are both in our 60s. Wife's still working full time. I'm basically retired. Don't have any immediate needs to tap our investment. We're fortunate to have a fair amount of money, but I'm really concerned about the returns on bonds. You know, seems like the standard knowledge is direction is 60% stocks, 40% bonds. You know, bonds, right. As you just said, don't pay much. You're losing money when you consider inflation. To invest in bonds, investment grade bonds. So what are your thoughts about allocation between stocks and bonds? And are there some other less risky assets one might consider than traditional investment grade bonds?
Wait. Before Tom gets to his answer, what are those less risky investments that one might consider?
Hit us.
That's my question. I've heard dividend stocks be thrown out, but they've not performed well in the last few years.
Oh, they're far riskier. Far, far,
you
far.
You can't even compare.
No, they're not on the same. They're not in the same universe. Stock. They are far more risky. Go ahead, Tom.
Congratulations on retiring first before your wife. I mean, I've
you're
going to
do the same thing.
Time. I sincerely doubt that, but okay.
You're old.
Wish me well there.
She's not.
Yeah, that's a good point, but I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, back to
you. She's younger and more attractive than you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, she probably has better, brighter future, as they say. But here's the thing about bonds are not paying anything, and bonds are not a place to invest, and I got to do something else.
Oh, boy, we hear this a lot.
We do, because I just pointed out the Vanguard Total Bond Fund down a little over 3% year to date. So I got to move my money to something that's going to make me money. Okay, first of all, bonds, when they go down as they have this year, go down like they've gone down this year, like 3%. Compare that to stocks like last spring when they went down over 30% in like 20 trading days. There is no comparison to volatility. Number two, bonds right now, yeah, they're not paying a lot, but let's be honest with ourselves. Interest rates have been dribbling up a little bit, and bond funds are buying new treasury bonds at higher rates. So there will be some increase in the yield over time. If you want to protect yourself against rising interest rate, then you can use a different type of bond called a TIP, Treasury Inflation Protected Security, or TIPS funds, where you can put money in and they readjust it every 6 months for inflation. I would not go looking for alternatives to bonds right now because interest rates are low and because it doesn't appear the 60-40 will work. Again, long periods of time, it has worked. It has worked well. That's what I would consider.
Well, and one, there isn't anything. Everything is on a risk-reward continuum. So you're not going to find anything that's as safe earning more.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
855-935-TALK. Call us at that number. We will try and answer your questions honestly and forthrightly. You may not like the answer, but we're going to try and be honest about it, like our answer to Drew. You know, he mentioned that he has heard that there are safe substitutes for bonds like dividend stocks. Nothing could be farther from the truth, and anybody who's saying that is either totally incompetent as a financial advisor or just dumb as dirt, because all you have to do is look back to from the fall of 2007 until the winter of 2009. What do you think the Fidelity Dividend Growth Fund did from October of 2007 until early March 2009?
I don't know, but I doubt it was similar to U.S. Treasuries in that same time.
No, it wasn't even close to U.S.
Treasuries. I'm betting it declined a bit, because I think U.S. Treasuries actually went up a bit in that period of time.
The S&P 500, which people would universally say, it's pretty risky. That's pretty risky. It was down about 50%.
Yeah, because it'll do that. It did that then. Yeah. It did that in 2000. It did that in et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yes, so you're going to say, then the dividend stocks must have done better than that because they had the dividends. You'd be wrong. The Fidelity Dividend Growth Fund, which is a selection of high-quality dividend-paying stocks chosen by Fidelity, was down exactly 60% from its high in 2007 to its low in 2009.
That is not
0%.
That is not very bond-like, unless you're using high-yield bonds, which in that same period of time lost about 25% of their value.
Even high-yield bonds did better.
There you go. Vanguard high-yield bond fund.
I have to turn away from my mic. There we are. All right, Kathy, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Kathy.
Yes, hello. I have a simple question for you. I have a lot of investments. My husband and I are through Vanguard. And we have a CD at another institution that's coming up for maturity, and it's valued at almost $100,000. And I was wondering, are you still recommending the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund Admiral Shares?
Well, it depends. See, again, the question... We don't have a universal answer for everybody. We can't just say, hey, everybody, the Vanguard Balance Fund is perfect for you guys, because it's
not. That's why they call it personal finance, right?
Right.
It is personal.
I mean, you.
But do we like the fund? Yes, but is it appropriate for you? We don't know. What's the purpose of the money? How soon until you need it?
We really don't need.
Okay,
it.
But here's the bigger question: why was it in a CD?
Because I didn't want to lose any money during the last year.
Ding, ding, ding.
It secured the money for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. And this is where we have a disconnect from the rest of the financial services advice industry. We, nor anyone else, has any idea what is going to happen in the next year or two or three or four.
Oh, actually, next week we don't know either.
with stocks. And the Vanguard Balanced Index is 60% in the stock market. which means when the market goes down, a Vanguard balanced fund can decline up to 30.
Yeah, I was going to say 35, but if you go back and look at that,
I think
same
it's 35, the worst, yeah.
Yeah, it probably lost 30 to 35% of your of its value, and that is in no way, shape, or form to be compared to a CD. I mean, those are not even in the same, as Don would say, universe, right? I mean, this is two completely separate investments. So you tell us you don't need the money. I'm going to say, yeah, you should have some stocks in there, because if you're going to leave it to,
but she said they have some money in Vanguard already.
Yeah, then and you should have some risk to it, because it's to be a better sort of a custodian of that money. Yeah, but if you tell us you can't afford to see it go down, no way.
Here's the easy question. Ready, Kathy? Can you sit still, not do anything, not panic, not sell, not move into CDs, should your Vanguard Balanced Index decline 35%?
Yes.
Good answer.
I'm going to hook her up to the electrode just a second to see if it works with the pressure on. Just a sec. I got the buzzer right here.
Hey, you know, as long as she can honestly say that, then I think the Vanguard Balanced Index is a great fund, but you must know. You must go in knowing it will do that someday, and you won't know before it happens, and you'll kick yourself after it happens and say, I was so stupid. As long as you can not move, then you're okay.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Want to hear a sad story?
Show ahead,
anyway,
Bucky.
Here's a sad story.
Yeah.
We looked him up. 1 year, the highest 1 year CD rate in America.
Certificate of deposit. So that means you give them the money. It's guaranteed that it's there. And you'll get your money with the interest.
0.6%.
But that's a year. You get 0.6% a year, Don.
A whole year.
And what if we go out a little farther? What about a five-year CD?
But let's look at what that number is. That's on, that's $60? Is that right on 100,000? Yeah, not 600. All right. Well, if we go out to 5 years, it's a whole 1% a year.
Ooh. So your 100,000 the next year will be 101,000.
And that is the number upon which you need to base all of your expectations. That really is. If you want to make more than that, and I know you do because you tell us all the time, then you must be willing. No, I got to use a better word than willing. You must be confident. You must accept an eventual loss on your money. Whatever the amount is, the more you're going to make, the more the loss is going to be.
Even in a bond fund, because as we pointed out, the Vanguard total bond is down 3.5. The dimensional intermediate term bond, I just looked this up, down 4% for the year. So you got to be prepared for that. You have to know that there's an equivalent amount of volatility that's going to affect you. No question.
As a matter of fact, we've looked back every single asset class you can ever imagine, other than buying a treasury at issuance and holding it to maturity, or buying a CD at issuance and holding it to maturity. Everything else has, at some point, no matter how safe it appeared, lost money. There you go.
Bitcoin.
Every single thing.
Sorry, that was too easy.
You tried to get Bitcoin in again, didn't you?
I tried to squeeze it in.
Bitcoin anymore, right. Nor NFTs.
Take a week off.
You know, it's not like our audience is made up primarily of 20 somethings. We don't have to talk about Bitcoin. All of you, We know your age. We can look it up in our ratings. We know how old you are.
Yeah.
And you're not a bunch of Bitcoiners. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Bob, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks, Bob. Are you in your
20s? Yeah, I'm 90.
30s? Yeah. 40s?
No, he
I'm
said he's
fit. No, I'm just 90. Kidding, Bob.
It's okay. He's 90.
He's 90.
That's all 30s right. times three.
Wow, Bob. Congratulations.
What can
How
we can do
we
for
help you?
You? Thank you? We got to do something nice for you now that we make
fun. I'm trying to make things easy for my kids when I go. And,
good.
What I did, the bucket that my daughter has, I'm in, on it with her in joint custody, you know. And when I die, do I just get me taken off of it or what?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. What
and
she does.
A stepped up basis, too.
Yeah. All she does is present a certified death certificate, copy of your death certificate, to the custodian, to whoever's holding those funds. And they immediate replayed it in her name.
Yeah.
And as Tom
with
said, she gets the step
basis.
Up. Yeah.
So that's a good thing then.
That is a great thing.
I think it's a great thing. You know, and Bob, thank you, because I think people don't always, none of us want to think about a world in which we do not exist in, because the world that we exist is the only one we know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a great gift. You know, I often tell the story of my mother that honestly, we cleaned up her apartment and everything in her life in about 3 hours. And my son thought, wow, that's horrible. I think that's a great gift to make things simple for the next people, the people that are behind you. I'll put it
as you did. This is so nice of you. You created a bucket that you could kick. That's a joke. I'm proud of you. Tom just vanished.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Bob.
No, really, that is actually a terrific idea.
Nice. Yeah, I think it is. Idea. That's a great idea.
I'm gonna make me some kicking buckets for my kids. Have you made your kicking bucket yet? Actually, that's kind of a cool idea for an estate planner. Have you created your kicking bucket?
No, but I did create a chairman this week.
Oh yeah, you were bad. You were bad. Let me preface this. Tom had a client come into the office.
Not a client, a prospect.
Oh, a prospective client come into the office. It was a listener to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Well, now he came. You
Thank God he was
he
a
came.
Show listener.
He came in a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Right? The setup is he came in a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right.
He reconnected. We did a Zoom session with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was about an hour, a long Zoom session. And he asked a lot of questions. Then at the end, he said, can I say one more thing? He tried to say it sort of timidly, even though he's not a timid guy. He said, tell Don, you guys need to improve your furniture at the office. It's too cheap.
Apparently he's a listener, because we talk a lot about purposefulness of cheap furniture.
I know.
Because my belief is when you walk into a financial advisor's office and you see a lot of Italian marble and expensive mahogany and a $50,000 conference room table surrounded by $5,000 special Herman Miller chairs, you really should ask yourself, wait a minute, what do they do with my fees? Go ahead.
And part two of that, of course, is Don hasn't been to our office since Bush 1 was in office. So anyway, it's a whole, he doesn't care
pandemic.
That much. But the point is, he said that, he was timid about it, and I thought, I kind of laughed. I said, I'll tell Don. So he came in this week. I had some fun, okay? I couldn't help myself. So he walked in the door.
All I said is, thank God he listens to the show, because he knows that we do this stuff.
We gave him a fold-out, one of those fold-out sporting chairs, you know, that you sit at games and watch.
Yeah.
And we had the front office person tell him, this is from Don. He wanted you to be comfortable. So he laughed. I was watching
the $9 chair that you can get at the dollar store.
So I laughed. Yeah. And so I walked out in the lobby and I said, hi, you can either use this chair and we'll charge you fairly. Or I walked him into the conference room. I had brought one of my reasonably nice office chairs from home, better than our office chairs at work. And I said, or you can sit in this chair and we'll overprice you. It's your decision to make. It's all about you can decide which chair you're more comfortable with. He thought the whole thing was funny.
I think that's a powerful message, though. It's like, okay, you can have the folding chair and low fees.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Right. Or you can have the luxury chair and much higher fees. Which would you prefer? We'll take care of what we could have is two offices. We could have the overcharging office.
You could remember you did the piece where who was running Merrill Lynch at the time. He had the desk that cost.
No, it wasn't even a desk. It was a side table.
It was a table. a table
that was $100,000.
Yeah, and we had I had the one from IKEA that cost
$174.
Was it?
Okay, yeah, anyway, it's $174.
A lot less expensive.
It was made of real wood.
That's true. Well, I don't think it lasted much longer.
Genuine
anyway.
Wood veneer. It. Wait a minute. It's still in the. It's in the other room.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's in the room where the advisors played ping pong.
I also said if he didn't laugh, we weren't going to continue the meeting because you're not our kind of people. We like to have, come on, the world is way too serious for me. I'll put it that way.
Yes. So, we take your money seriously, but not life.
We do take not life. Come on. He had a good laugh over the whole thing. So it was good for him. The chairman is now what I call him.
The chairman. I want to give you a phone number. And by the way, you can use it during the show when we're live on Saturdays or any time to ask us questions. That number is 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Let me preface this by saying I'm going to just tell you the truth. I forgot. We were going to shut down the videos at retiremeat.com on the
17th or something, back in the middle of the month.
The 19th of March. We were going to shut it off on the 19th, a week ago. I forgot. And then we talked about it.
This is not the first time you've forgotten to do something, by the way, so I'll just publicly chastise you.
No, I forget stuff. I have a lot of stuff on my plate.
That is true as well. Okay, we'll give you credit for that.
It even says so on the website. I'm going to fix that right now. These videos will only be available until March 19th, 2021.
I noticed that this morning when I took a look.
I'm going to go take that off. So here's what we decided to do. We'll leave them up a while longer. So if you want to basically attend the Retire Meet classes, they're going to be there till Easter, all day Easter. Just go to retiremeet.com.
Realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?